Absolutely, Susie. Thank you. Track 2. Now we hear from Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk Magazine, who's enjoyed the great outdoors in various ways.
If you go down to the woods today, you might just bump into Norfolk YouTube video star Simon, a bloke in the woods. Simon is an outdoorsman who spends his time doing outdoorsy stuff, often things involving fire and camping in the woods. But he's certainly not a wild-eyed survivalist eating squirrel kebabs and licking tree moss for a drink. His videos are rather lovely, slow-paced, charming affairs, taking in much of the beauty of what is around us, things we fail to notice as we rush around in our busy lives. He's often accompanied by his gentle Newfoundland dog Maggie, who brings even more warmth to the party, as well as useful ballast to the gorgeous cedarwood canoe that he built. He even bakes bread outdoors. His videos put me in mind of my own brief experiences of outdoorsy life, based entirely around my school days. I was fortunate enough to go to an establishment which was ahead of the curve when it came to what are now known as forest schools. We were allowed, encouraged, to go out into the woods at weekends and climb trees, build dens and, more riskily, fires, in the embers of which we would put potatoes to cremate to the point of making them utterly inedible. For what it's worth, despite the apparent folly of putting small boys and flames together with the lightest of supervision, I recall no casualties beyond the odd singed fringe. Later on, outdoors took on a more military tone when I joined the Army Cadets. Part of the fun of joining up were the regular camping trips to the less accessible parts of Norfolk, including the military training area near Thetford, Stanter. See last month's issue. Unlike Simon and his very up-to-date gear, we had more rudimentary kit, with tents made of rubberized canvas gas capes, ground sheets fashioned from the most absorbent material known to man, and tiny gas stoves which would tip over and deposit your food into the mud. Food. Army ration packs, Cadet 1 for the feeding of. If an army marches on its stomach, then I can't imagine it would have made it to the end of the street on the fare available in the 70s. It was so bad I remember surviving an entire weekend on cans of evaporated milk. But there were some outstanding moments which imprinted themselves on my milk-addled teenage brain, one of which was emerging frozen from the tent one summer dawn on the Holcombe estate to see a huge herd of deer grazing quietly through a sun-dappled low mist in front of the great hall, an utterly magical sight. Outdoorsy or not, I hope you enjoy this issue. P.S. Can you still get evaporated milk?